This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. When the U.S. Senate comes back from the holiday break, there will be one overriding issue, impeachment. The House impeached President Trump earlier this month, and it's now up to senators to decide whether to remove him from office. I spoke with Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones about impeachment and other action on Capitol Hill. Jones says he's reviewing the case against the president while congressional leaders fight over the rules that will govern the impeachment trial.
Are we going to have a trial in the United States Senate that is both fair to the president of the United States, but also fair to the American people? Because the one thing that everybody can agree on right now is that there are pieces of evidence that are not there, unlike any other impeachment and most other investigations. There's a significant amount of information from people who have firsthand knowledge, and I really believe that both the Senate, but more importantly, the American people need to see that now and not later, because that information will come out later. And let's put it all on the table right now and let the chips fall where they're going to fall.
So you do want to hear from witnesses such as former National Security Advisor John Bolton or Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. You want to hear from those people.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's one thing for Mulvaney to give a press conference. It's another for him to be under oath. It's one thing for John Bolton to write a book that's coming out in another year. It's another thing for him to be under oath. And they may have a perfectly legitimate, innocent explanation of this. And if they do, bring it forward. Let's hear it now, because it could sway a lot of people, including a lot of Democrats.
Well, before we leave impeachment, I know you don't like the political aspect of that, but there are those who say, look, Trump is popular in Alabama. If you vote to convict, that's it. You know, your reelection campaign is doomed. What do you say to that motion?
I say that if we made decisions based on reelection, then I'm shirking my duties of my oath. I've got to make a decision based on the evidence and not any kind of poll.
One of the things that you've championed, I believe, pretty much since you've been in office, is the elimination of the so-called widow's tax.
Yeah.
And this was part of the defense authorization bill that was passed in December, was signed into law, I believe, by President Trump. I'm glossing over a few details, but it basically prevents military spouses from taking the full benefits from two benefit programs. Why put so much energy behind this particular policy?
Because it was just the right thing to do. I mean, it literally was one of those things where the federal government has been taking this from the surviving spouses whose husbands or wives, and most of this involves husbands who have passed away as part of a service-related injury or death. And it affects about 2,000 people in Alabama, over 60,000 nationwide. And it has been for 18 years, these widows have gone up to Capitol Hill every year. I was just incredulous when I saw this. And because, you know, it was one of those things that if we're going to truly honor our commitment that to those who have given their lives for this country, we need to do it full bore. We don't need to do something like this where it's their money. So we mounted a campaign, essentially, to get it done.
One of the things you spoke a lot about this fall was restoring funding for historically black colleges and universities. That passed. I believe the Alabama portion is about $10 million annually that schools here will receive. Within that same legislation, there were changes to the FAFSA form, which is what people use to apply for federal student aid. What were the changes there? Because you say it simplifies the process?
It's the first step in simplifying the process. Anybody that's had kids or tried to fill this out themselves knows how just absolutely ridiculous it is. It's 120-something questions. It's 12 pages long if you print it out. It's so cumbersome. Alabama kids left about $60 million of grant money that's on the table because they walked away or they got audited with other follow-up questions. The IRS has your parents' tax returns. The IRS has the other financial information. There's other places in the government that have that. You can, it will, instead of you having to get this information, they will just let the government agency share it. And I'm so happy that it was part of the HBCU funding. Alabama colleges and universities will get about $10 million of this. Remember, this is a set amount of money that they get every year. It expires ever so often, and now it is funded permanently so these colleges can plan. And in addition to the permanent funding that we got this year, we've also got an increase in discretionary. And that is so important for these colleges, these universities, and the students they serve because they serve these students so well, and they are some of the future leaders of this country.
That's Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones. We want to mention we have reached out to Republican Senator Richard Shelby's office to offer an interview about his thoughts on current happenings in Congress.